Welcome to the Meridian Circuit Systems course. In this part of the class, we're going to be covering liver patterns and how the Meridian Circuit Systems correspond to the Zhang-Fu syndromes. So let's go ahead and take a look at the next page. Now, this should be review for most of you by now. These are the five systems that the liver connects to, and the first meridian that the liver shares a relationship with is the pericardium. This is through the Zhuaiyin. The liver has a system 2 connection with the large intestine. This is the Zhuaiyin Yangming association. And the liver also has a connection to the gallbladder by way of the internal-external relationships, as well as the small intestine because it's located opposite of the liver on the Harari cycle. The liver also has a connection with the lung because these two organs are located next to each other on the clock. Okay, let's take a look at the next page and we'll review the major liver circuits. Now you should be familiar with these already, either by way of reading the Meridian Circuit Systems book or taking the online course. So the first circuit that we see here is the Zhuaiyin Xiaoyang circuit. This is where the liver and pericardium are connecting to their internal external related meridians of the gallbladder and Shanjiao. The Zhuaiyin also connects to the Yangming circuit, and this is a system 2 correspondence between the Zhuaiyin and the Yangming. The Zhuaiyin also is associated with the large intestine and the kidney. The liver connects to the large intestine through system 2, and the large intestine and kidney are located opposite of one another on the clock, while the pericardium and the kidney are located next to each other on the clock. So in this circuit here, we find that the liver shares these correspondences with these other meridians and organs, and we can observe how this is the case in clinic as well. The final circuit here is what we call the wood-fire circuit, and we see the liver and the gallbladder connecting to the small intestine and the heart through the five systems. So, knowing these circuits, or we can also refer to these as patterns, because we can observe what we call a Zhuaiyin Xiaoyang pattern in clinic. A case like this would be characterized by symptoms such as temple headaches, liver patterns, or chest tightness, or your typical liver gallbladder symptoms, but we'd also notice that the gallbladder and Shanjiao meridians are also affected. Now, a liver yang rising condition is often associated with a Zhuaiyin Xiaoyang pattern, and we will get into the details of how this is the case throughout this course. So let's go ahead and look at the next page where we find the typical liver Zhang-Fu patterns. Just for a quick review, we'll go through these. The first one is liver qi stagnation. Liver qi can also invade the stomach or the lungs. There's liver fire, liver yang rising, liver wind, liver cold stagnation, liver blood vacuity, liver yin vacuity with empty heat, stasis of liver blood, and liver gallbladder damp heat. So let's go ahead and see how these then are associated with the meridian circuits that we spoke about on the previous page. To begin with, let's start with liver qi stagnation. And we should recognize that there's basically four classes of liver qi stagnation depending on how it is affecting the body. In the first class of liver qi stagnation, it affects the head or the eyes. And the connecting meridians that we should consider when we find that liver qi stagnation is affecting the head or the eyes are the large intestine and the gallbladder. The liver has a direct connection to both of these meridians, and depending upon the location of the headache, then we would want to determine what circuit is most appropriate for the symptoms. Now, the second class of liver qi stagnation will affect the chest, and this can affect the lung through a pattern like liver qi stagnation invading the lungs, and liver qi stagnation can also affect the heart. Now, remember that the liver has connections to the lung and the pericardium. So when we find cases where the liver qi stagnation is affecting the lung or the heart, we want to remember that it connects to the lung and pericardium meridians. Now, the third class of liver qi stagnation is when it affects the abdomen, the stomach, or the large intestine. So basically, it's affecting the digestive system. When this is the case, we want to consider the connections between the pericardium and the large intestine. Now remember that large intestine points, like liver points, can move the liver qi, and the large intestine meridian has a direct association with the intestines and the abdomen, so it's an important one to use. Also remember, though, that PC6 removes liver qi stagnation and it harmonizes the intestines and calms the stomach. So this is a very important meridian to consider when we find liver qi stagnation affecting the abdomen, the stomach, or the large intestine. Now the final class of liver qi stagnation is when it affects the reproductive system. When this is the case, we want to consider the connecting meridians of the large intestine, the gallbladder, because of its association with the dymi. The lung is also important to consider in reproductive system disorders, which are related to the liver because of the lung's association with the rheumy. And finally, we want to also remember the pericardium connection and use that in certain patterns of liver-related reproductive system conditions. Okay, let's take a look at the next page. And we're going to continue to build on this idea of how our TCM patterns associate with the meridian circuit systems and circuit theory. So the first class of liver stagnation is when it affects the head or the eyes. Now remember that the liver shares a connection with the gallbladder as well as the large intestine. So in conditions where the pain is affecting the frontal region of the head or the eyes, many times I will be inclined to consider the liver-large intestine association. However, if we find temple headaches, then we want to consider the gallbladder-liver association. So the two patterns and the two circuits that are associated with liver qi stagnation in circuit theory are the Zhui Yin Yang Ming pattern and the Zhui Yin Xiao Yang pattern. So in clinic, we want to determine which of these is the most appropriate to use for a case of liver qi stagnation. Now, if a client has Yang Ming headaches or headaches behind the eyes, and they also present with stomach, large intestine, digestive, or abdominal symptoms, we would want to use the Zhui Yin Yang Ming circuit. This will be much more specific for that pattern of disharmony. If the client has what we can call a Zhui Yin Xiao Yang pattern, they will present with headaches behind the eyes or in the temples. They will also have symptoms such as neck pain in the area of GB 20 to 21. The shoulders could be affected in the area of the gallbladder meridian. The ribs may also be affected, or the hips, because of the relationship to the gallbladder meridian and the hips. So if a client presents with headache and gallbladder meridian symptoms, then I would be more inclined to use the Zhui Yin Xiao Yang circuit because of the involvement of the gallbladder meridian in these cases. So when you encounter in clinic headaches that are related to liver patterns, these two circuits are going to be the most important ones to use, and you can determine which one to use based on the client's top three concerns. Okay, on the next page, we find a point prescription here for liver qi stagnation headaches. And on the left side here, you'll notice this is the Zhui Yin Yang Ming circuit that we're using, and on the right side is the Zhui Yin Xiao Yang circuit. So if a client has frontal headaches and also has abdominal or digestive conditions, then this would be the circuit to use. The point combination here is Li4 and Linggu, which is this point just proximal to Li4 at the junction of the first and second metacarpal bones. It functions much like Li4, but is much stronger. PC6 is used because it is a pericardium point that helps to resolve liver qi stagnation and provides balance to the circuit. Now, the stomach points listed here are stomach 40 and stomach 43. I like stomach 43 for headaches because of the way that the feet images the head. So for headaches, we can use points on the hands and the feet, and stomach 43 is a very good point because it strongly moves qi. It's on a similar line as liver 3, and it is going to be very good for treating yangming style headaches. Now, stomach 40 I may or may not use. If the client has a phlegm as part of the pattern, then I certainly would, but I may also substitute this point for another one to address each client's main concerns and their unique presentations. Now, if we look at the other point combination here, we find that we've used the Jueyin Xiaoyang circuit. Sanjiao 3 and Sanjiao 5 are a very good point combination for treating temple headaches due to liver patterns, and they are also good for conditions of the neck and shoulders. GB42 and GB43 were added because these points are on the feet, and again, the feet image the head, so these are good for temple headaches as well. And the point combination of PC6 and liver 3 are the same for either one. Okay, let's take a look at the next page here, where we find liver qi stagnation affecting the chest or upper thoracic cavity. Now, whenever we have patterns in the chest, we need to determine whether it's due to a heart pattern, a lung pattern, or even a stomach pattern. So if the chest is affected and it's due to liver qi stagnation, we should remember that the liver connects to the pericardium as well as to the lungs. Now, for chest conditions related to the lungs, but are rooted in a liver pattern, such as liver qi stagnation, I like to use the liver, large intestine, lung triad. So these three meridians are enough to use in treating liver patterns that are affecting the lungs. Now notice that there's a five element approach here where we're using the metal element to counteract the excessiveness of the liver. Now for heart-related imbalances, we want to start with the connection between the liver and the pericardium, and then, based on the client's top three concerns and their other symptoms, we want to determine whether to use the Jueyin Yangming circuit, the Jueyin Xiaoyang circuit, or the Jueyin Large Intestine Kidney circuit. Any of these could potentially be used when liver qi stagnation is affecting the heart, and this needs to be determined by their overall pattern, their top three concerns, and their signs and symptoms. Okay, let's take a look at the next page here, where we find liver qi stagnation obstructing the lungs. So we spoke of this. This is the point combination that I like to use, and notice that I'm doing bilateral needling in this situation. And I often like to start with needling liver 14 and then liver 3. That drains the excessiveness of the liver, and then adding lung 1 and ling gu. So I refer to this point combination as thoracic 4 gates and 4 gates. A very, very powerful point combination for releasing symptoms in the lungs which are due to liver qi stagnation or even liver fire. Okay, on the next page, we find liver qi stagnation of the class 3 type, where the stomach or large intestine is affected. And this can lead to conditions such as epigastric pain, abdominal pain, ulcers, constipation, diarrhea, IBS, colitis, Crohn's disease, in addition to several more. Now, obviously, for this condition, we'd want to use the Jueyin Yangming circuit because of the presence of the large intestine in the stomach and their ability to treat these types of conditions. Now, the liver and the pericardium are going to treat the underlying pattern, which is liver qi stagnation, and provide overall balance to the treatment. So, whenever liver qi stagnation, or any liver pattern for that matter, is affecting the digestive system, the stomach, or the large intestine, then we would want to use the Jueyin Yangming circuit as opposed to some of the other liver circuits that we've talked about. Okay, on the next page, we find liver qi stagnation that's affecting the reproductive system. And for these types of patterns, we can use numerous circuits. We could potentially use the liver, lung, large intestine triad if a client complained of a condition like PMS, but they also had asthma, then I may just use this circuit. We could also use the Jue Yin Yang Ming circuit, and this ends up being one of the most commonly used circuits for treating gynecological conditions. The liver and pericardium are both present, which play an important role, and of course the large intestine has numerous points in TCM and in Master Tong systems that can be used for treating gynecological conditions. So the Jue Yin Yang Ming circuit is very, very commonly used for a wide variety of gynecological conditions. The Jue Yin Xiao Yang circuit could also be used. I would use this when the patient presents with symptoms in the gallbladder meridian, or if they had excessive heat or fire that was coming from the liver qi stagnation. Finally, the Jue Yin Large Intestine Kidney circuit can be used when liver qi stagnation affects the reproductive system. The large intestine is present, and that is important for a lot of gynecological conditions, as well as the kidney points. So, for liver qi stagnation affecting the reproductive system, we want to ask the patient about their top three concerns and take into consideration their overall pattern and presentations to determine what liver circuit would be most beneficial. Okay, let's take a look at the next page where we see some case studies. Both of these clients had dysmenorrhea or painful periods as the primary concern. The case study on the left side also had a secondary concern of frontal headaches and a third concern of low back pain. So because of the frontal headaches and the painful periods, as well as some other signs and symptoms that I won't go into, I chose to use the Jue Yin Yang Ming circuit. Now, notice here that on the Han Yang meridians, I used the large intestine points of Linggu and Da Bai. And these points can be useful for treating painful periods. They also treat low back pain and headaches as well. So, by using Master Tong's system and integrating this with it, we can find two of his points that treat the client's top three concerns. Now, also to this treatment, I added PC6 because it soothes the liver qi and helps with the painful periods. Stomach 43 was added for the frontal headaches, and liver 3 and kidney 3 for support of moving the liver qi and strengthening the kidneys. Now, in the next case study here on the right side, we used the Xiao Yang Jue Yin circuit because the client had different secondary and tertiary concerns. We find that in both the secondary and third concern, the gallbladder meridian was affected. The hip pain was in the area of GB30, and the temple headaches obviously connect to the gallbladder meridian. So for this reason, the Jue Yin Xiao Yang circuit was used, the points being Sanjiao 5 and GB41, PC6 and liver 3, as well as GB30 and GB33. Now, in cases with hip pain, this is one example where I actually prefer to use local points. In years of experience of testing this out, I've found that hip pain is difficult to respond to non-local needling and typically gets a better result by needling locally. So for that reason, when I see hip pain, I will first determine what circuit to use based on their top three concerns, and then do the front side treatment, and at the end I will do local points. Okay, let's take a look at the next page where we find a couple different patterns here for cases of liver qi invading the stomach or liver qi obstructing the large intestine. It should be obvious now that we want to use the Jue Yin Yang Ming circuit. So the liver doesn't have a direct connection to the stomach. This is important to remember, but it does connect to the stomach by way of the large intestine as well as the pericardium. And we see this represented by the images here on the left side. So for any liver pattern that's affecting the stomach or large intestine, you should be using the Jue Yin Yang Ming circuit as opposed to some of the other liver circuits that don't address the digestive system as well as the large intestine and stomach meridians do. Let's take a look at the next page where we find Liber Qi invading the Yang Ming. This is a point prescription that we can use for a variety of patterns. It can be used for Liber Qi invading the stomach or Liber Qi obstructing the large intestine. It can also be used for liver fire invading the stomach, these types of conditions. So the point combination that I'll typically use consists of Ling Gu and another large intestine point. This could be Li4, it could be the Xi Clef point, it could be Li10 or Li11, depending on the client's top three concerns. PC3 and PC6 is a great combination for intestinal and stomach conditions. These three points are going to move the liver qi and soothe and harmonize the intestines and stomach. Sometimes I won't use PC3 if a client's really sensitive or if for some other reason I don't want to needle PC3, I can often leave that point out. However, I will frequently needle it with PC6 as well. And the stomach points, stomach 36 and stomach 43. I like stomach 43 for these liver qi stagnation patterns because it's strong for moving the qi, and it of course affects the stomach meridian as well. So the stomach points, you can also change those around if a client had liver qi stagnation with constipation. I would probably be more inclined to use stomach 36 and stomach 37. If they had liver qi stagnation with frontal headaches and phlegm, then I might use stomach 36 and stomach 40. So you can alter these points to fit the client's needs. And the same can be said for the liver. I'll typically need a liver 3 and then one other liver point depending on their overall presentations and depending on what point energetics will get the best result for their pattern and symptoms. Okay, let's take a look at the next page where we find the pattern of liver qi invading the lung. Now, we've already mentioned this liver-lung-large-intestine triad. Remember, these meridians are connected. And when I see this pattern and I'm using this circuit to treat the condition, I'll do bilateral needling where I needle four gates and thoracic four gates. So four gates is Li4 and liver 3, and thoracic four gates is liver 14 and lung 1. In some cases, I may substitute Li4 for lung 7 or for Ling Gu. I typically do use Ling Gu instead of Li4. So these 8 points, liver 14, liver 3, lung 1, and Li4 or Ling Gu, very powerful for any type of liver pattern that is affecting the lungs. Okay, let's take a look at the next page where we find liver fire. Now, in liver fire, it's common in your TCM books and point prescriptions to see that the Sanjiao meridian is used. This is because it's a fire meridian, and although it doesn't have a direct connection to the liver, it does connect to it by way of the gallbladder and the pericardium. So for liver fire, I'll typically use the Zhuiyin Xiaoyang circuit as opposed to the rest, simply because the pericardium and the Sanjiao both are fire meridians and can be used to soothe the liver and clear the fire out of it. So for headaches or red eyes or dry eyes or these types of liver symptoms, this Zhuiyin Xiaoyang circuit is typically preferred. Now, in some cases, the liver fire may affect the large intestine or the stomach, and we'll see symptoms orientated along the digestive system. With that being the case, then I would use the Zhuiyin Yang Ming circuit. So when liver fire affects the head or the neck or the shoulder or the eyes, I will often use the Zhuiyin Xiaoyang circuit because the gallbladder and Sanjiao transverse through the area of the head, eyes, and shoulders. Now, when the liver fire is affecting the digestive system, then I would use the Zhuiyin Yang Ming circuit. So by considering how these circuits can be used in relation to the TCM patterns, we can see that applying circuit theory to TCM allows us to further refine the meridians that we choose to use for the treatment as well as the points. Okay, let's take a look at the next page where we find the pattern of liver yang rising. Now, for this pattern, we're going to want to use most typically the Zhuiyin Xiaoyang circuit. This is because this pattern typically affects the head, eyes, ears, nervous system, and blood pressure. And the gallbladder and Sanjiao both transverse through these areas and play an important role in treating liver yang rising as well. So based on channel location and the energetics, the Xiaoyang are important to use in treating liver yang rising. So in this pattern then, the Xiaoyang Zhuiyin is typically the liver circuit that would be used. Okay, let's take a look at the next page here where we find liver yang rising with a kidney deficiency. So remember that in patterns of liver yang rising, it can be a purely excessive condition or it may be rooted in a kidney deficiency. Now, when a kidney deficiency is present, we need to add the kidney to our circuit, and we find that the kidney and large intestine also connect to the Zhuiyin. So in this pattern, it's important to add kidney points, and one thing that we need to consider is it most important to add liver or kidney points when treating this? Now remember that the gallbladder and the Sanjiao are useful for liver yang rising conditions and symptoms, and a lot of times they may be enough to treat the condition. So for situations where the kidney deficiency is also present, I may just use kidney points and not use the liver points. And if we look at the Han Yang channels that are represented by this circuit, we find that the Sanjiao and the large intestine are both present. Now, in some cases, you can use large intestine points for liver yang rising. So when you see this pattern in clinic, you need to determine how the patient's top three concerns fit into this and whether it's more important to use Sanjiao points or large intestine points. In some cases, I may just use large intestine points. In other cases, I may use Sanjiao points only, or I may even use a combination of them, depending on the client's unique concerns. So when you encounter this, then you need to determine what will be most useful, the Sanjiao points or the large intestine points, or a combination of them. Now, I don't usually like to use more than 8 points when doing a treatment, so when you're working on the Han Yang channels, you need to get really good about deciding what's most important of the points to use there. Let's take a look at the next page where we find a case study of a woman who is 29 years old, and she had tinnitus that had been present for 6 months. It was high-pitched. It started during a time of severe stress. The left ear was worse, and it also occurred with temple headaches. So based on all that, it was quite apparent to me that this was more of a liver pattern, although she did show some kidney signs as well. Her secondary concern was amenorrhea. She could go several months without a period, and she also presented with low back pain that was chronic and dull. So in a situation like this, then, we can see that the kidney signs are apparent, and we need to pay attention to those as well. So the point selection that I did for this woman was Sanjiao 3 and Sanjiao 5. That was for the tinnitus and to help with the liver yang. PC6 was added for balance. GB41 and 42, because these points image the head and are useful for conditions of the head and the ears. Liver 3 and kidney 3 were both added with tonification because of the deficiency in both the liver and kidneys in this client. So when we're working with the meridian circuits, it is important to identify the circuit that is most important to use, the TCM pattern that is present, and then we can start making subtle changes based on the meridian connections and based on what the client most needs. So even though I found for this client that she had liver yang rising and that using the Zhuiyin Xiaoyang circuit was most important, notice that I added a kidney point because she did have kidney deficiency signs as well. Now, I didn't use large intestine points. I didn't feel that was important for treating her primary concerns. And I did treat this patient about 3 times, and after the second treatment, the tinnitus had completely disappeared after the first treatment. It had greatly subsided, and then we did a third treatment a few weeks later, and still the tinnitus had not returned. So I'm greatly pleased with the results, because that is often a difficult condition to treat. Okay, let's take a look at the next page, where we find liver wind. And for this pattern, this is much like liver yang rising, so we're going to be using the Jue Yin Xiao Yang circuit for a more excessive pattern, and we also need to pay attention to the modified Jue Yin circuit, where the Xiao Yang and large intestine and kidney are present. So either of these circuits is typically used for liver wind. Okay, on the next page, we find the pattern of liver yin vacuity. Now remember that liver yin vacuity is usually connected to kidney yin vacuity, so we want to examine the connections that the liver has with the kidney by way of the meridian connections. So the liver connects to the kidney by way of the pericardium, the yin way of the pericardium, the pericardium's connection with the yin way ties together the liver and the kidney. Remember also that the liver and kidney are connected by way of the large intestine, as well as through the gallbladder and San Jiao. Typically for liver yin vacuity, I'll use the Jue Yin kidney large intestine circuit. Most of the time this is helpful. If wind symptoms are present or yang symptoms are present, if there's this yang rising, then I'll add the gallbladder and San Jiao. But for the most part, the Jue Yin kidney large intestine circuit is the most important one to use. Now, notice in this circuit, the Jue Yin kidney large intestine circuit, that there's no foot yang channel present. So in this situation, adding the gallbladder as the foot yang channel is most appropriate, because we can use a point like GB39 to benefit the essence, and we can add points like GB41 as well because of its association with the belt meridian. So that is the circuit that will typically be used for liver yin vacuity. Okay, let's take a look at the next page, where we find liver yin vacuity with empty heat. Now notice that we're still working with this Jue Yin circuit that connects to both the Xiao Yang and the large intestine and kidney. Now, because the gallbladder is the only foot yang channel associated here, we don't have to weigh its effectiveness in relation to other foot yang channels. Now, on the hand yang channels, we do need to consider what is most beneficial to use. Are we going to use a San Jiao channel or large intestine points? So this needs to be determined on a case-by-case manner, determined by the client's top three concerns. Now, the other consideration here is that the liver and kidney are both foot yin channels, and we will need to determine what points are most appropriate to use for this pattern. So for liver yin vacuity with empty heat, I might use something like kidney 3 and liver 3. That's the basic point combination. In some cases I might do like kidney 9 and liver 8, or kidney 3 and liver 8. So when you take into consideration their top three concerns, point energetics, five element factors, the five shoe points, and mirroring and imaging, then you can assess what point is most appropriate for each client. Okay, let's take a look at the next page, where we find liver blood vacuity. Now, this one's quite straightforward. The Jue Yin connects to the yin wei because the pericardium connects to the blood production and to the yin wei. And remember that the yang ming is full of qi and blood. So for this pattern, it is most common to use the Jue Yin yang ming circuit. Now, liver blood vacuity can lead to numerous symptoms, but if you look at those symptoms closely, a lot of those will be gynecological conditions. So if you look at those and compare those to these meridians and the point energetics that are possible through this circuit, you'll find that this is the best one to use. Okay, so let's take a look at the next page, where we find liver blood stagnation. And we know that when the liver qi stagnates, this can affect the blood and lead to qi and blood stagnation. And on the next page, we find some additional information about blood stagnation. Blood stagnation patterns may be categorized as follows. We've got liver blood stagnation, heart blood stagnation, qi and blood stagnation of the intestines, stomach blood stagnation, or blood stagnation of the uterus. So these are all our blood stagnation patterns. And if we look at this real closely, we can see that the Jue Yin Yang Ming circuit will treat most, if not all, of these. It can treat liver blood stagnation. We're using the liver points, the pericardium points, and the large intestine points are all beneficial for liver blood stagnation. For heart blood stagnation, the presence of the pericardium in this circuit is useful, as are the stomach points. Now, in Master Tong's system, we will talk about numerous points that are located on the stomach meridian that are useful for treating heart conditions. So we'll save that discussion until we get to the spleen and stomach section, and then we'll see that there's numerous stomach points that can be helpful for heart blood stagnation as well. Now, if there's qi and blood stagnation of the intestines, the Jue Yin Yang Ming circuit is also the most appropriate one to use. Obviously, the presence of the large intestine in the stomach is going to be beneficial, and the liver moves the qi, and the pericardium moves the blood. So this circuit is perfectly balanced for that. For stomach blood stagnation, we can say the same, and for blood stagnation of the uterus as well. Now, in some situations with liver blood stagnation, I may substitute the gallbladder meridian for the stomach meridian. If they have a blood stagnation pattern of the liver and they're having temple headaches, or in some way the gallbladder meridian is affected, then I will substitute the stomach for the gallbladder. Okay, let's take a look at the next page where we find the pattern of a liver gallbladder damp heat. Now, there's two circuits that I'll typically use for this pattern. The Jue Yin Xiao Yang circuit is useful. Remember that the gallbladder and the San Jiao are both helpful for damp heat type conditions. The San Jiao opens up the waterways and it clears heat, so that's an important one to use there, as are the gallbladder points. Again, this is the most commonly used circuit for liver gallbladder damp heat, but you do need to assess each client individually, taking into consideration their top three concerns and their tongue and pulse as well. Now, the other circuit that I'll sometimes use is the Tai Yang liver lung circuit. I do see this one quite occasionally, maybe every few months or so I'll use this circuit. If a person has liver gallbladder damp heat, that dampness can begin to affect the lungs and cause asthma or a buildup of phlegm, and because of the presence of the damp heat, it can affect the Tai Yang. Remember that both the Tai Yang meridians and organs of the small intestine and urinary bladder play a role in water metabolism, as does the lung. So that buildup of damp heat in the liver and gallbladder can lead to symptoms in the Tai Yang in the lung. So when you see a patient that presents with something like urinary infections or painful urination, but they have a predominant liver pattern, and they're also presenting with lung conditions, then this would be the ideal circuit to use. Keep your eye out for that. I think you'll find that in clinic without too much effort. It is a fairly common pattern to see. Okay, on the next page, we find the pattern of a liver cold stagnation. And here, I would just like to ask you, what circuit would you use for this pattern? Now, this will always be determined by the client's top three concerns and the overall meridian systems pattern that is present. So, by taking into consideration their top three concerns and applying circuit theory to that, we can find that any of the liver circuits could potentially be used for liver cold stagnation. Okay, let's take a look at the next page, and we find a summary here. So, in summary, we've talked about the liver connections. There's five of them. The liver connects to the pericardium, the large intestine, the gallbladder, the small intestine, and the lung. We've talked about the liver patterns, the Zongfu patterns that we know from TCM, and we've also talked about the liver circuits. Again, the major liver circuits are the Jue Yin Yang Ming circuit, the Jue Yin Xiao Yang circuit, the Jue Yin large intestine kidney circuit, the liver large intestine lung triad, the wood fire circuit, and the Taiyang liver lung circuit. So by asking the patient about their top three concerns and finding what meridians and organs are most affected, we can easily build circuits to treat their patterns and symptoms. So this concludes the section on the liver. In the next part of the course, we will cover heart patterns.